When I was looking at Taka recently, it threw up a quote from Gurudeva on experience, which I'll read in just a minute. But first, the verse in Patanjali Yoga Sutras, which also references experience. What is experienced as the character of brightness, activity, and inertia? It is embodied in the elements and the sense organs. Its purpose is to provide both experience and liberation. Well, brightness, it's brightness, activity, and inertia are the three gunas, the three states of matter. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. And the dual nature of the world, experience and liberation, the idea being each soul needs a certain amount of experience in the world before it is ready to transcend the world through achieving liberation. I'm sure you experience that all the time if you try and talk to someone about spirituality and they're not interested. They're interested in more experience, right? You just can't ripen the fruit before it's ripe. You know, it has to ripen itself through experience. So experience is needed in the world before we become interested in achieving liberation. We're not immediately interested in it. So the quote from Gurudeva was, "What do we mean when we say there is no good and no bad, only experience? We mean that in the highest sense, there is no good and bad karma. There is self-created experience that presents opportunities for spiritual advancement. If we can't draw lessons from the karma, then we resist it or resent it, lashing out with mental, emotional, or physical force. The original substance of that karma is spent and no longer exists, but our current reaction creates a new condition of harsh karma to face in the future." Then the beautiful line that I use in my karma management. "As long as we react to karma, we must repeat it. That is the law." How many times do we want to repeat the same karma, particularly if it's unpleasant? Even the pleasant ones we get bored of eventually, right? But the unpleasant ones, why would we want to repeat it? But it is human nature to react and to try and blame someone else, as you know. When things go right, we're willing to take the credit, but when things go wrong, it's someone else's fault. Never our self-created karma. That's human nature. We don't want to admit that we created this somehow by what we did in the past. That reminded me of Life the Great Experience chapter, so I took a quote from that. If you check back through the pages recording various periods of your life, you will observe that knowing grew from certain experiences which you held memory of in your subconscious mind. You can also look within yourself and observe all that you do not know that you knew. For example, start with all those things you are not sure about. You must resolve all of these things through understanding before you can clear your subconscious mind. When you have cleared your subconscious mind through understanding the lessons from the experiences you are still reacting to, you will unfold the inner sight of your clear white light and begin to live in your true being. That's pointing out a second aspect. The first point was we don't want to react. When something happens, when the negative karma comes back to us, we don't want to react and reach out retaliation in some way or just even hold resentment against someone. Because that's not fully letting the karma go. This is pointing out when experiences occur, we need to understand them. Different point. So, for example, say, a husband and wife, they find they keep getting into this situation where they have trouble agreeing, and you know, it's one thing leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another, which ends them up in this situation on a regular basis. They're stuck. They're repeating it. Why? Because there's a lack of understanding. They're not seeing the overview, but if they were able to step back enough, see the overview, there's probably something you could do at point number two to avert getting to point number three and point number four and point number five, if you could just admit, well, this leads to that, which leads to that, which leads to that. Therefore, when we get to point two, I need to do this instead of that. I need to turn left instead of turning right. You know, if we can see that, if we can understand it, then what happens? We stop repeating the experience. So we need to have insights into why these events keep reoccurring in our life. The yoga student must establish basic principles in his life. He must try very hard to do this. The knowledge of interrelated action and reaction is within the consciousness of man. To understand the deeper experience of life, we must analyze them. We must ask ourselves, what does this experience mean? What lesson have I derived from it? Why did it happen? We can only find answers to these questions when we have established a foundation of dharmic principles, which are the mental laws governing action and reaction. In other words, if we're not following dharma carefully, fudging on some of the yamas, fudging on our duties to others, what happens? It causes agitation in the mind. Instead of the mind being calm, instead of our being able to have a mountaintop perspective, we're at the bottom of the mountain and we're agitated because we haven't fully followed dharma. We've been fudging in one or more ways, and that agitates the mind, and therefore we can't understand our experiences. So that's why Gurudev is saying here, he's saying part of this process, you know, a requirement for this process to work is we need to be fully following dharmic principles. And then we're not agitating the mind, which causes us not to be able to have insights into our experiences and causes experiences to keep repeating themselves. Well, there's no reason for an experience to repeat itself endlessly. And there's no reason for a mistake to be made twice if someone's observant. That's the four steps to responding to a mistake. Remember, the first one is getting over feeling bad. As a natural reaction, depending on the size of the mistake, is we feel bad about ourselves. We're discouraged. We start criticizing ourselves. And if it's a really bad mistake, then we criticize ourselves a lot. We get into a slump. But we have to pull ourselves out of that. That's not helping us avoid the mistake again, right? The point is, we shouldn't need to do it twice. Therefore, the goal is to pull ourselves out of that. And the second step is to figure out how to avoid that happening again in the future. Perhaps we've learned something now, and that new knowledge will help us. Perhaps we were just being careless, and we realized that we can't be careless in that situation because this mistake could happen. Perhaps we have a new insight. One way or another, the goal is to be observant enough. The example I used in karma management was the back road here. It's pretty good shape now, but at that point it had lots of pukas, which is the Hawaiian term for dips in the road. And there were some pretty major ones. And you could drive along and hit all the dips and keep going that way the rest of your life, right? Everybody in the car would notice. Or the first time it happens, you can say, well, let's see now. All those potholes are on the right side, so if I drive on the left side, I won't hit them. You know, we can be observant and by not being agitated and make a decision so that same mistake doesn't occur again. Then the third point just to remind you of the four steps and responding to a mistake is, if other people were involved, you may need to smooth over the relationship with them. You may need to apologize, give them a gift, do something to smooth out the energies between you. And then if you still feel bad about it, it probably needs a prayaschitta of some kind to get the subconscious mind feeling okay about what you did. Because we're not supposed to feel guilty. You know, Saivism's not about feeling guilty. If we feel guilty, it means there's some prayaschitta. It also may mean we don't understand the instinctive, the intellectual, and the superconscious nature. We're expecting ourselves just to be a superconscious being. But we also have an instinctive nature and an intellectual nature that sometimes gets out of control. But one last thought. Each experience is a classroom. When the subconscious mind has been fully reconciled to everything that has happened, when you have fully realized that everything you have gone through is nothing more and nothing less than an experience, that each experience is really a classroom, you will receive from yourself your university personal evaluation report, and it will be covered with the highest grades denoting excellent cognition. Well, have a wonderful day.